everybody. Welcome to another episode of Random Chatter. It's been a while. Had some difficulties. As soon as we decided to start this, we had it planned, we had it scheduled, good to go, and then I get the flu. And it knocked me right out on my butt.
You are sicker than most people I know.
I don't know what it is either. Like, it never used to be a thing. And, well, my son has changed schools twice. My wife has worked in two different emergency rooms this year. I used to work in a mall. So, like, if there's anything going around anywhere, I'm just doomed. Like, I am going to get it.
You got the little germ factory that comes home with germs from everybody else at school, so.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and again, an emergency room. That's where they send the kids from school. So, yeah. But, I had that and then rolled right into some last-minute prep for a business trip and then the business trip itself. And but I'm home now. We've got the video studio back set up, and we're going to be back to doing live shows again. We're going to be doing them Tuesday nights. We're also going to be doing gaming again. It looks like Thursday nights. Hopefully you and me and Carrie will be doing 7 Days to Die.
Yeah, we had a fun game started there, so I'm looking forward to back into that.
Oh, and I've got to show you around.
I'll get the grand tour now. Yeah.
We found our next base.
Oh, we're moving?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Not yet. Like, it's going to take a while. But I'll if you've got time tonight, I'll log in and show you around.
Yeah, cool.
But we're also going to be doing some other stuff. I still want to get a game of Artemis set up so badly.
You know, I've been wanting, ever since you told me about that, I am dying to do that.
All we need is just some people who can commit to showing up and it being like all on the same night. And if you're listening to this, here's what we need. We are trying to set up what is basically a bridge simulator for Starship. It's kind of centered around Star Trek in concept, but it doesn't have to be Star Trek. It could be Star Wars. You have up to 6 different players who each have a different role. Communications, helm, weapons, the captain. No, you don't get to space people. You can blow the hull off of other ships and space them.
There you go.
You don't get to space us, Lou.
Do I get to run the airlock?
There's not really a... Sure. Yes. Absolutely. So what happens is your terminal only shows the part relevant to you. So you have to communicate back and forth. And you can either play the game really serious. And there are people who do like tournaments. And you can do like PvP stuff too. You can have two different ships competing against each other. Or you can just fight off the aliens in the sector. Or you can play it like totally tongue-in-cheek and goofy and like kind of more comedic type. You should do a YouTube search of Celebrity Artemis. The Joko Cruise always has Celebrity Artemis games up on stage in front of an audience. And most of the players are drunk, like sloshed. I mean, just like falling down drunk as they're playing. And it's a lot of fun. Anyway. So all you need is either a Windows computer, or in which case I can legally give you the client for free, a Mac with Play on Mac, which is a free Windows emulator that you can download that will play the client for free, or an iOS or Android device, in which case I can't give it to you for free, but it's like $299. And it does run just fine on something like an iPad. I'd suggest iPad instead of iPhone just because the bigger screen, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun. In fact, I would set it up at the convention if I had enough devices. All we would need would be like a network hub and like, I don't know, 5 or 6 netbooks. Just really cheap Windows computers. And it'd be nice to have like a bigger screen where you can have like basically be like the main display or what do they call it in Star Trek?
Like screen.
The main screen. Of course they call it screen. Okay, yeah. Yeah, on screen. But because it's really cool, like in a big, large group environment like that. But I don't know, Star Wars convention, something that looks a little too Star Trek-y might not go over too well.
Yeah, we might get drummed out of the convention.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Anyway, so we want to get that set up, but there's other games we're going to be streaming, whether it be party games or console games. We'll be doing a lot of that, and we take requests. So
Yeah, I sing. Yep.
Yes, yes, Lou sings.
No, I don't.
In fact, even the people who don't game, on some of the games, I'm going to set up like a Discord audio channel. And depending on what game I'm playing, like if I'm playing Elite Dangerous or something that's not really super action-y based, we might get some of the Slack community members to hang out in Discord. And we'll talk stuff. We'll do like a little podcast episode sort of thing while we game, while I game. And we can talk movies or whatever. So where were we?
We're doing the opening.
Opening. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to Random there. Chatter. How you doing? Okay. Yeah, I totally sabotaged that, I guess. Well, let's get into the news.
Yes, let's do that.
You want to take the news?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see here. What do? Oh, you know, I'm going to start with our second story first.
Okay.
Because
I all right.
Can't fathom this. So our friendly Millennium Falcon pilot has had another incident.
Another incident.
Yes. Incident as opposed to it.
Got stabbed with another lightsaber and fell down a pit?
No.
Spoiler! No. Okay.
No, he crashed another plane.
Well, he didn't crash it. Did he? I don't know that it was an actual crash. Of course, I put in the show notes that it's a crash.
I guess not. It was just a close call, I guess you'd say, maybe.
Well, so my understanding of the story is he's coming in for a landing, and this is in Orange County, California. And as he's coming into the runway to land, he notices that there's a 737 underneath him on the runway.
That doesn't sound good.
No, that's really dangerous. Like that's something that can get a lot of people killed. So he calls over to the tower. And he says to the tower, and this is apparently a direct quote, "Was that airliner meant to be underneath me?" To which the air traffic control says, "No, you're flying over the taxiway."
Ouch.
Oops.
I mean, you know, does it say if this was at night or during the day?
I'm sure we could look it up.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that either. I mean,
right.
I just can't believe you'd mistake a taxiway for a runway. I mean, they're marked differently. They're different widths. I mean, Orange County Airport is a pretty big airport.
Now, and you say this, you are a pilot, like you have a pilot's license.
Yes.
Okay, so like when you say these things, you're not just like I could say that and it wouldn't mean anything, but you've actually flown onto runways and seen a runway and a taxiway from the air to determine, make sure you're over the right one. So,
I mean, runways are definitely wider than taxiways are.
Yeah.
I mean, there's different markings on them. I mean, and if it's at night, there's different lighting on them. I mean, runways are white, taxiways are blue. I mean, it's, you know, I have flown enough that I have been in situations where, hey, you know, a mistake has happened. I had an instructor grab control of the plane from me when we were on short final because he thought he saw another plane coming in for landing on the same runway and scared the bejesus out of me. And then,
well, I bet.
You got it. You know, you do your thing. But, yeah, I mean, we all make mistakes. But
there are some mistakes that are like, oh, hey, that was my turn, like driving. Oh, that was my turn back there. And there's another mistake where it's like, why are all these people on the road? And your passenger says, because you're on the sidewalk.
Right. Yeah. Why is this plane in front of me? Oh, that was, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even controllers have made mistakes. I mean, I was flying one time where we were landing and, you know, I was coming back from a flight late and you pay by the minute when you're flying, you know, a plane, there's a little hour meter and you pay by the minute and I'm trying to get back quickly because I was running a little late and didn't want to pay for any extra time. And I asked for a long landing. And basically what you want to do is fly the length of the runway, land at the end and turn off towards, you know, where you're going to be parking. Well, as I'm coming in, they gave me approval for that. And they said, okay, make a short approach and turn our first taxiway. I'm like, okay, so I'll do it the long way and I'll have to do the whole slow taxiway back thing. And then they said, keep your speed up. I'm like, well, that kind of doesn't really work. I'm keeping my speed up and I got to make the first turn off, which is, you know, like slamming on your brakes to turn into your driveway.
Right.
And then I hear the controller say, you know, whatever my call sign was, if it's 6-2, go around. And I'm like, oh, okay, which means, you know, don't land, power up and go around for another landing. And I don't think I was at 500 feet again. And I looked back over my shoulder and it was an MD-80 on the runway. And I'm like, whoa. So, you know, the controller had made a mistake of putting him behind me. I'm doing 60 knots. He's doing 120 knots, you Oops. Know, and that's not going to work very well. But
well, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, this kind of thing happens. But I mean, it worries me when pilots make these kinds of mistakes. And obviously, this is more newsworthy because of who it was.
That's true. To be fair.
Right. I mean, if somebody else did this, it wouldn't make national news.
Right. This sort of thing could happen more often than we realize. But, you know, on the flip side, he's 74 years old. He seems to be pretty coherent for 74 years old. And there's nothing wrong with people who are 74 years old. And there's nothing saying they shouldn't be able to drive or pilot or whatever. And he definitely has a lot of flight hours under his belt.
Right.
On the flip side, there are many 74-year-olds I wouldn't let anywhere near a car, let alone a plane. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for Harrison Ford. A lot of people don't know this. He has volunteered a lot of time as a rescue helicopter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And would go up with rescue teams or people who get stuck in the mountains or avalanches or whatever. I think mainly in, like, Colorado or something, right? Somewhere in that area.
Yeah. Yep. A little more rugged territories.
And he, you know, he's done a lot of other things to, you know, help stranded motorists and all kinds of stuff, just because he's that kind of guy. I mean, he's very much against the press, and he doesn't get into the whole fan worship stuff. But as a human being toward other human beings, he's a really great guy. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect for him, and I'm not saying any of this to diss him or anything. But maybe it's time to you know, land the plane and taxi it in and get out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading some of the article here. It says air traffic controllers cleared the pilot to land on runway 20 left at John Wayne Airport Monday afternoon. The pilot correctly read back the clearance. The pilot then landed on a taxiway that runs parallel to the runway.
Wait, so he actually
737. He actually landed on
it. He landed on it. Okay. All right. Well, and to be clear, that's an investigation. I mean, they are going to now have to investigate him, and he could get his license pulled.
Yeah, it says that he landed overflying a Boeing 737 that was holding short, which means he was stopped at the end of the runway waiting to take the runway for a landing after this other plane was going to land, probably. So the FAA is investigating. It says the FAA could... after the investigation could result in a warning or suspension of Ford's pilot's license. So.
And he crashed in 2015 into a golf course, though that was allegedly a mechanical
problem. It's an engine failure, yeah. Yep.
He crashed a plane in 2000. He had an incident with a helicopter in 1999. I don't think it was a crash per se, but it was like a kind of a scraping of something on landing.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember that one, but yeah, maybe.
But then I don't know that much about, and a lot of it's, you know, he's either doing helicopters or he's doing, like, you know, little prop planes and stuff. We're not talking airliners and stuff. We're talking like privately owned.
Right.
And I don't know if it's, I get told if you're going to ride a motorcycle, you're going to crash it at some point. You're going to lay the motorcycle down at some point. That's just part of the nature of the beast, and you just get up and keep riding, which in my mind means you don't go on a motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the same thing with flying. I hope not.
I don't know, because
there is a joke that says there's those who have it, those who will, when you talk about flying retractable gear aircraft, meaning those who have landed gear up and those who will land gear up. And I did a gear up landing once in a simulator, so I think I'm covered.
Okay, thankfully, there you go.
Thankfully it wasn't in a real plane, but...
But four times.
Yeah. I mean, landing on a taxiway just seems like such a... Wow. It's like...
Yeah.
I don't know how you make them... Especially when you're coming in, if the 737 was holding short of the runway, I mean, basically picture the runway straight ahead of you and the taxiway off to the right straight ahead of you as well. And at the very end of the taxiway, where the end of the runway is, where you're going to basically touch down and land, there's a 737 sitting parallel to where you are. So, you know, you're broadside in the 737. and you're going to fly over that and land beyond. I don't see how he would make that mistake. I mean, it just seems very, wow.
That's the thing. If you miss the difference in the size of the lanes or the color of the lights or something like that, the other aircraft should have been. And obviously it was a clue because he called it in over the radio and he's like, hey,
yeah. I mean, if it was
there's a problem.
Involved, yeah, I could see maybe you made that mistake. But with a plane sitting there, especially a big plane sitting there, I mean.
But like that's the first thing that would cue me into why is that plane there? Is it in the wrong place or am I in the wrong place? And then it's like, oh, wow, crap, I'm in the wrong place.
Right, right. And, you know, you talk about his age and so forth. And I think we've all had the discussion probably at some point in our lives where you said, wow, that person shouldn't be on the road. And, you know, at some point, how do you get, you know, grandma to not want to get in the car anymore? And that's always a conversation right. that as we get older, we're going to have with your parents and, you know, do you really want them driving and this and that? With aviation, it's a little differently because you do have to go back for a flight review. He's probably held a pilot certificate long enough that he does a biennial flight review, meaning once every 2 years. I'm grandfathered into that same thing, but new pilots getting licenses today, I think ever since the last maybe 10 years, they have to do an annual flight review. So you've got to go up once a year or once every 2 years with an instructor and not do a test again, but just prove you're competent in the aircraft.
Right.
And, you know, he's had to have done this at least within the last 24 months.
Well, I was going to say, well, then that means he must be competent to fly, or it could also mean that. I mean, listen, when I got my driver's license, I consider myself a good driver. And I've actually had law enforcement driving like I used to be a cop, but because everybody thinks they're a good driver. But I mean, I know I'm at least competent. But when I took my driving test, I got in the car with the instructor. And it was my mom's car. He threw a fit because the radio was on. I'm like, okay, dude, chill. I'll turn the radio off. It's okay. Not even music I listen to. That's my mom driving me here. So we pull out of the DMV. We make a right-hand turn onto the street. Make a right-hand turn onto the next street. Right on the next street. Right on the next street. And then right back into the parking lot of the DMV. And I park the car and I'm good. I didn't have to back into a parking spot. I didn't have to parallel park. I didn't make a single left-hand turn. Like, that was it. That was the whole test. So... Regarding Harrison Ford, it could be that, well, this proves that he was competent and just had a bad day, or it could be someone just basically rubber stamped his certificate because it's Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I suppose it could be, but I mean, that person that's now signed for him is now responsible for that too. You know, I mean,
well, yeah. Listen, I mean,
just
the whole situation, I don't mean to make light of it, and I don't mean to be ridiculing Harrison Ford, because that's not the intent here, but it's good it turned out okay, because it could have been a very serious fatal accident.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So this is not a small thing. But anyway... Well, what else do we have in the news?
Yeah, we'll move on here. Sorry, I didn't mean to drag that out that long. But so have you seen the new show Legion? I think it's on FX channel.
I have. I saw the pilot. I tried watching. I didn't bring this up in the other recording we did. I tried watching the second episode today, and I was so distracted that I had to stop it because I wasn't able to keep up with it. But I saw the pilot episode.
Okay, yeah, I have two. I am enjoying it so far. I think it's going to be an interesting series.
I was surprised. It's really deep. Man, it's out there. It's like psychedelic weird.
I don't have any of the background
with
this that you might have. I don't know if you do or not. Did you read the comic that this is based on?
Well, this is not necessarily based on the comic. This is based on a comic book character.
Oh, I thought there was a whole series on...
I think there was a mini series, and I think now he might be getting a series or something because the TV show's done really well, but it's not been, a character who's really had his own, thing. He was basically kind of in the same way that Wolverine is an anti-hero. Legion was kind of an anti-villain. Like a villain, but not really a villainous villain, just kind of a guy who did a lot of bad things, but it was because of psychiatric and psychological problems instead of evilness. Hmm. That being said, sometimes he was just flat out villain too. So the backstory in the comics, his name is David Haller, I think it is.
Haller. Yeah.
And he is the son of Miss Haller, forget her name, and Charles Xavier, whose name might sound familiar to people.
Yeah.
So this is the son of Professor X, and his mutant ability is that when he touches other mutants, he then absorbs their powers and their psyche. Well, he absorbs their psyche, and then along with their psyche comes their powers. So what happens is he has multiple personality disorder, which is now, what is it called now? Dissociative something disorder. What's commonly known as multiple personality disorder. And whatever personality is active at the time, that's the power he has. So generally he's seen as being telepathic, but he is also telekinetic. He's pyrokinetic. He's got like all kinds of different personalities with all kinds of different powers. But it's not like he's really in control of what's going on. Like he is, he's basically institutionalized. Like he is not a functional, normal person. So we don't see a lot of him in the comics. When we do, it's normally him losing control of everything and everything falling apart and Professor X going in and trying to, you know, calm him down. And then that's the end of the miniseries.
Okay.
According to Wikipedia that I looked up recently, he's now up to over 1,000 different personalities that he's absorbed.
So he retains all these then going forward.
Apparently. Okay. A lot of the stuff, but when I was reading the X-Men comics, they never got into quite that level of detail with him. So it was, I always assumed he had like a handful of different personalities, like, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 or something. But I mean, his name is Legion, which would imply like a legion of personalities. So, but did you ever read the Age of Apocalypse comics?
No.
Okay. So there was a series where basically the universe was crystallizing and coming to an end, basically like all of reality. And it kind of spawned off this other alternate universe where Apocalypse had taken over the Earth. And it was like this just really weird stuff. It ran for a little while. There were, like, each of the different X titles got an alternate version of itself. And okay. Some of the good guys were bad guys. Some of the bad guys were good guys. A lot of characters died. And anyway, Legion accidentally created this alternate universe. Like, this whole thing with reality coming apart at the seams was because of David Haller. He is considered to be the most powerful mutant ever, and by a long shot. Like, second place is nowhere near him. Professor X is not anywhere near his power.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So the TV show does not reference any direct link to the X-Men. It references mutants, and it is an official, it is officially affiliated with Marvel Comics. So it's all right there, but you're not going to see Wolverine. You're not going to see Cyclops. You're not going to see Professor X. They're trying to go a little more mainstream and have it run on its own merits as opposed to crossovers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think they may reference them down the road.
Well, yeah. Down the road, they're probably,
or we're not going to see them. No,
but man, this first episode was just like, you're seeing everything from his point of view. And it's just, it's trippy trying to keep track of what's really going on. I mean, he's trying to keep track of what's really going on. And is whatever you're seeing, is it present?
Well, that's one of the cool things about the show is that you come into this with no knowledge of what's going on, and it's really, you pick up bits and pieces along the way, and you're like, oh, okay, so this is, oh, that's really what's going on there, and you know, it's, I don't want to give anything away without seeing it, because it's just something that, you know, you need to watch and experience firsthand, but they did a really good job with the way they shot this first episode.
I can say that there's nothing else on TV like it right now. Mm-hmm. Nor has there been, really. And yeah, and the way they shot it, it's a lot like a movie where it's like David Fincher meets Tim Burton meets a Pink Floyd video.
Yeah, I didn't really see the... who was the second guy? Tim Burton. I didn't really see that.
Okay, maybe not Tim Burton.
Definitely the Fincher aspect. I'm like, yeah, it kind of works.
Yeah, okay. So Fincher combined with a Pink Floyd video. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
It's just it's so like out there, and yet it's interesting too. It's not like so far out there that you can't keep up. But yeah, it's really good. So anyway, the ratings have apparently been really good. I'm pulling this from comingsoon.net, which is a great website, by the way. We don't talk about it that much here. If I recall correctly, Scott Chitwood is one of the people who helped get it started, I think, who is formerly of theforce.net and rebelscum.com.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Anyway, so let's see here. On a live plus three basis, and that means like the actual day or night it premieres, and then plus 3 days. So people who've watched it within 72 hours on their DVRs. The premiere generated 1.8 million adults 18 to 49, which is considered the primary demographic, and 3.27 million total viewers. And keep in mind, this is on FX, so this is not one of the main networks either. If you include the two encores, then it was 2.39 million and 4.37 million, respectively. So that's really good. Of the 69 new primetime cable drama premieres over the past year, out of 69 across all of the cable networks, Legion ranks number 3.
Wow.
In adults 18 to 49.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's really impressive. I hope that they renew it and they keep it around for a while and it gets a lot of attention, because I think it deserves it. It's a good show.
Yeah, we'll see how it does for the rest of the season. I know it got a lot of play during the Super Bowl, because it ran, I think, 2 ads during the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I was really surprised about. I was like, ooh, I've heard about this. I didn't really have it on my radar too much, but...
You know, that might have been a really good investment, because if it had ratings like that, like, it wasn't on my radar. I knew it was coming. I had no idea when or anything about it. So that probably tipped the scales.
It probably did.
Yeah.
So, well, very cool. I'm going to let you take this next story, because I did not read anything about this.
Which one is this? The PewDiePie?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a fan, by the way. So I haven't been keeping up with this. PewDiePie, who's been one of the biggest YouTube sensations, who's made like a ridiculously insane amount of money by providing commentary on top of other people's YouTube videos. Which, I could have been doing this. But anyway. I didn't, no.
Right.
I had more self-respect than that, and look what it got me.
Yeah, exactly.
So he had entered into some kind of deal with Disney, and he basically had his own video show. And I don't understand exactly what this is, but I guess he hired a few different people or places to make videos that he would then put on his channel. And one of them was a video with two guys dancing around shirtless with a sign that says "Death to all Jews."
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing is, apparently he paid for them. And whether or not he knew what they were making or not is up in the air. Apparently there's some who feel he did and some who feel he didn't. He said the whole thing was just a joke. And like he doesn't support.
I mean, there's jokes, there's off color jokes, and there's just jokes that shouldn't be told. I mean, wow. I mean, that, how do you even think that's a joke?
Well, and here's the thing. There are people who can get away with jokes that should never be told. And they were people like Robin Williams, or they are people like Gilbert Gottfried, or like, you just expect that he's going to say the most offensive thing he can come up with for the sake of being funny. And you don't do anything about it because you kind of know what you're getting into. But there are a handful of people who get away with it, and anybody else, no. And the reality is, a lot of people don't like it when those professional comedians do that. But then if you say anything, it gets into the whole freedom of speech thing. And, oh, well, you know, humor shouldn't be censored, and you just don't understand. Can't you take a joke? And that whole thing. And so people shut up. But for the rest of us, no. You can't make jokes like that because you shouldn't make jokes like that, and because it's not funny.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's a whole thing of, you know, I mean, you can make any joke you want, and the freedom of speech, you know, you can say anything you want, fine. But don't get mad, or don't, you know, try to argue about it when your sponsor pulls out or you lose fans, or
there's freedom of speech. You're not going to go to jail over it. Your life's going to be miserable, but you're not going to go to jail.
Right. Well, I mean, on a totally different, somewhat related topic that was very awkwardly worded. But, you know, like the Dixie Chicks back during, I think, President George W. Bush's, in office, I forget what the deal was, but they were up in arms against whatever he was doing, or maybe it was the second election that he won by, you know.
I think it had something to do with the war, and it was also the fact that they were basically publicly denouncing the U.S. president while on foreign soil, and people felt that was in bad taste.
You're right. Yeah, I think it was that exactly. But people were up in arms with them, and they got all upset that people were upset with them. And I'm like,
yeah,
it's freedom of speech both ways. You guys can say what you want. If they don't want to listen to you now and support you because of that, that's what happens. I mean, you know. If we make something that people don't like and they don't follow us anymore or listen to us anymore, that's, you know, that's their choice. It's something that we did that they didn't like, but you can't get upset about
it. But there are going to be consequences. That's the
thing. Exactly.
Say what you want.
Everything you say.
But deal with it. So anyway, he lost the deal with the rather lucrative deal with Disney. And then there is an update to this news article as of Tuesday. And YouTube has now also severed all ties with him.
Wow.
Keep in mind, this guy was making more money a year from YouTube than I will ever see in my lifetime.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this guy's brought in probably 7 or 8 digits from YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This guy's like crazy, crazy popular. Used to be. Now, as of February 2017...
Hopefully he saves some.
I was going to say, I hope he invested it well. Yeah.
Oh,
well, when you say stupid stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
good luck to you.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Well, what else do we have?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh yeah.
Been getting some really, really good, press from its test screenings.
You could say that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've seen the trailer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. I think it's going to be a fun movie to go see. But now, you know, some of the test screening audiences, it's getting a perfect 100.
Yeah.
And that is pretty impressive when you think about it, you know, the listing in the article here, and this is from
Latino Review.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. And, you know, other movies that you may have heard of, you know, Pretty Woman, Forrest Gump, Argo, didn't do as well. You know, they're in the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy got 100, a perfect 100.
Now, something to keep in mind is that a lot of test screenings, they'll grab people off the street. And they won't tell them what they're going to go see. They're going to, like, hey, do you want to come test screen a movie for us? And the people say yes or no. They sign non-disclosure agreements. And then they go in and then they sit down and figure out what movie is they're going to see. With Marvel, for the sake of secrecy, they only bring in family members and close friends of people involved in Marvel Studios. Not necessarily with the making of any particular film. But there's a little bit of bias there. But then even with that bias, this is the only film that's ever gotten 100.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3 and The Avengers were the two best ranked up until then, and they were in the 90s. So, and keep in mind, too, that, excuse me, when Marvel brings in their family and friends to do test screenings, it's not just a bunch of people doing the yes man thing, because if there's a problem with the film, it's in their best interest to find out during the test screening so they can fix it. So
Right. That
is the time where people who actually care about Marvel Studios do need to speak up and say, okay, this part of the movie was good, but these other parts sucked and you need to fix it. That's their opportunity to do that. So
Mm-hmm. Keep
in mind that most of these people are probably giving relatively honest opinions, which is why you don't see very many hundreds. But yeah, it's really encouraging that this has got 100.
I'm very excited. I mean, the first one, I think, came out of nowhere that people were really as enthusiastic about it as they were. I didn't think we were going to get something as good in the second one. I mean, sequels typically aren't as good.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, the trailer that I saw looks amazing. If these guys are all giving it the best score it's ever gotten in a test screening.
Yeah.
I think these all speak volumes towards this is going to be a great movie.
I have to say that aside from Star Wars Episode 8, because, I mean, it's Star Wars, this is the one movie I am most looking forward to in 2017.
Okay.
By far.
That's high praise.
Yeah. Blade Runner, maybe a second. But this is, I have to say that Guardians of the Galaxy is probably my favorite Marvel film. And I think it's in, I think on my flick chart, out of, I don't know, like 1600 movies or something, it's probably number 7.
Oh, wow. I don't think it's that high in mine, but
I love the first movie.
You know, the thing that first movie was really good for is it was fun. It wasn't just
right.
A good action comic book movie. It was a lot of fun. My wife enjoyed it. She's not usually a comic book fan.
Right.
You know, comic book movie fan. She really enjoyed it.
It was fun. It was funny. It was good action. It was good science fiction. It was good comic book. Like every different element about the movie.
And it was good on a level that if you weren't somebody who knows the comics, you enjoyed it too.
Right.
You know, they made a movie that was good for the mainstream.
Yeah.
In fact, I will have to say, on our poll that's on the Random Chatter website right now, it is leading the way.
I need to
which movie you would like to see the most of for 2017. By far. I mean, it's got 58 votes. I think the next one down is Blade Runner 2, Blade Runner 2049 with 25 votes.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's quite a lead.
Leading the way by quite a bit, not to plug our website or anything. But
wait a minute. So this is, March is coming up. And that's got that basketball thingy with the brackets, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know sports terminology there. Not,
I know.
Not
almost
my
lost
wheelhouse.
It.
So we're going to have to come up with the brackets. And we'll have to start putting that up as our website.
Oh, yeah, we will, won't we?
Yeah. And I've actually got a system. There's a plugin for our wiki that we're about to launch that has all of that, like, all laid out and everything, and it will actually do the brackets and such. So
cool.
We just need to decide on what kind of bracket we're going to do. We could pit different comic book heroes.
So pick one and run with it.
We could do different comic book heroes against each other. We could do different movies against each other. We could do, I'd actually like to start making it a semi-regular thing, like maybe every other month.
Do, We could do Random Chatter hosts.
We could.
No, no, we wouldn't. Don't do that.
I think we probably have enough of them now to fill.
I'd lose in the first round and I wouldn't be happy. So
you'd lose in the first round. I'd get booted right out of the thing. I'd be like a wild card that might get in if somebody else drops out.
Oh, boy.
I don't even think that's how wild cards work.
What do we have in the what were they thinking section this week? Anything good?
Well, I mean, it's been a while since we talked about Kanye.
Oh, it has been, hasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, of all the things Kanye's done, he did the one ultimate thing that just broke everything, and that was he ended up having a bit of a breakdown and needing to be hospitalized, and that's not funny. And, I mean, that's a serious thing that you don't make fun of because, like, I don't sympathize with this guy at all. He's a jerk, and he's got an ego that won't stop, but I do sympathize with the fact that he was sick and needed help and
sure.
So that aside, and I don't want to make light of that at all. But now that apparently he's better, we've got him back in our What Were They Thinking segment. So welcome back, Kanye. Glad things are getting back to normal for you. He wants to be in the next Star Wars film. Now,
so do I.
Yeah, so do I. Well, and well, there have been special? Other people in Daniel Craig was in, yeah, just as a stormtrooper. You know, you never actually got to see him. Simon Pegg was in as Unkar Plot.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get to see his face either, but he had some speaking lines and such. Samuel Jackson was a big fan and talked to George Lucas, and he got into the prequels. So Kanye now, he is dedicated. He wants this. He wants this bad. I don't even know where to begin with this. So there's a quote here. I'm trying to figure out where the quote is. This is from a source close to West. This is courtesy of moviepilot.com. It says, quite a few of his fashion designs have been inspired by Star Wars, and he'll often throw a long coat over his shoulders when he goes out that makes it look as if he's wearing Obi-Wan's robe. Well, hell, let's put him in the film.
Yeah, of course.
It's a standing joke that one of his nicknames is Mannequin Skywalker, and he actually likes being called that. He's watched all the movies many times, and he regards George Lucas as the greatest genius Hollywood has ever seen. So
Mannequin Skywalker.
Yeah. So I guess if you throw a coat on and it's long and brown, but not such to be confused with a firefly.
I was going to say, wait, then, a long brown coat.
Yeah. So either he's really into Firefly or he wants to be Obi-Wan Kenobi, one of the two. But apparently he says he actually wants. He wants to be called Mannequin Skywalker.
I don't know if him in the movie or the name bothers me more. They're both pretty up there.
He apparently wants this to like start his film career, but let's look at a couple things about cameos so far. Okay.
Okay.
Samuel Jackson was basically a nobody. Who was trying to break into Hollywood and trying to get a role as an actor when George Lucas cast him as Mace Windu.
What?
Oh, or do I have that backwards? Oh, okay. No. So it's the other way around. He had already done a bunch of stuff. It was already popular.
Yeah. Okay. It's
that, right? Okay. So it's that.
Yes. Yes.
Daniel Craig. Did he do something before Force Awakens?
Yeah, he did.
Like some small franchise, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Nothing really big, nothing like James Bond or anything.
No, well, yeah, it was James Bond.
Oh.
But that's small in certain areas, I guess, right? I mean...
So I guess maybe the fact that he was in James Bond might have, like, got him into Star Wars. Even then, as a stormtrooper, which, you know...
Yeah, he couldn't get a role where they could show his face on the screen, but, right. You know.
Simon Pegg. had done some films, had made some films, was friends with J.J. Abrams and got in. Again, as an alien, face covered. I'm kind of thinking that you don't beg to be in Star Wars as a way to start your film career. I'm thinking you get into Star Wars by having a film career and then begging and pleading and rubbing elbows and saying, hey, you know, just throw me in somewhere. I don't care. Make me a janitor in the background. Just something.
I hope nobody that has anything to do with these movies likes Kanye and says, hey, that'd be great. I just cringe when I think about that.
I mean, like, maybe if he gets shot and his stormtrooper helmet goes flying off and we see that it's Kanye. I don't know. This is just such a bad idea on so many levels.
It is.
Do you remember in
Skywalker? I don't know.
When episode 2 was about to be released and there were some scenes leaked of the Battle of Geonosis, all the Jedi and the Geonosians.
Mm-hmm.
And it was rumored that, was it NSYNC? Were some of the Jedi fighting in the background?
Oh, I do remember hearing that.
It was one of the boy bands. I think it was NSYNC.
Yeah, I don't know who it was either, because I don't follow boy bands. But...
yeah, me either. But, like, to me, and we all felt that was, like, kind of ridiculous. Like, really ridiculous. This feels like that to me, only... like, I don't think they were making as big a deal of it. I don't know.
Anyway.
Boy. So the other thing in our What Were They Thinking is a little more serious, I think. I wanted to get one of these NES classics that were going around Christmas time. It's $60. Mm-hmm. It is a miniature replica of the original Nintendo Entertainment System. It has a classic looking Nintendo controller, and it has a bunch of built-in games. It's got Super Mario 1, 2, and 3. It's got Zelda. It's got Excitebike. It's got all of these classic games. It's only got like maybe 30 games, but many of the games are classics. It's not like all of these dumb games that nobody's going to play. And it was insanely popular. The $60 unit was going for like $200 or $300 on eBay, probably still is. And Nintendo underestimated the demand, so they made a bunch more. And it's still nearly impossible to find. I talked to some of the GameStop stores around here, and they said, yeah, basically, we get it in and we open the box, and everybody who happens to be in the store that day, like not even realizing they're there and they're just like looking at other stuff. As soon as we open the box and they see they're there, like everybody in the store buys one immediately. And they're gone within 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow.
We don't maintain waiting lists. We don't do anything like that. It's just, you can't get one. So there is a well-substantiated rumor that they're going to be discontinued.
Why would you discontinue a game that you can't make enough of?
Right.
That doesn't seem like a good...
Production is supposed to end by May.
Wow.
You can't find... people who want them can't find them. That is what you keep making.
Yeah.
In fact, you throw in a second controller, because it only comes with one controller. You throw in a second controller, and then... charge like another $30.
I should say, call it the Pro Bundle. Yeah.
Right. And it will still make crazy amounts of money. Like, why would you stop? No,
they're
probably
doing this because Nintendo is like the top of the video game market right now, right?
Well, no, but to be fair, because they have kind of botched things for years now, to be fair, the Nintendo Switch. Does look like it's pretty good. I mean, I think they're going to botch it again because they don't have a good release lineup.
Yeah. It does look really good, though. You're right.
Yeah. This could change things for them. Not immediately, because, again, game lineup. But by this holiday season, this could really... But, yeah, they've been making a lot of really stupid decisions, and apparently this is yet another.
I mean, if you keep making this game and just sell them to anybody who wants one, is then, that making you more relevant?
Right. Then is when you stop production on them. It's like right now, take my money.
Yeah. I mean, when sales starts to drop off, then okay, start ramping down. Wow.
Yeah. You stop when supply and demand are fully equal. When demand is that far beyond the supply, you don't stop. You go find other factories that can help make more of them faster. Like, where is the business sense? I'm not a business major. Okay. I don't understand everything. So I'm sure there's somebody out there who can explain this to me.
No, I don't think there is.
I just don't get it.
I mean, there's got to be I'd love to know what the reason for it is and how they're justifying it, because there's got to be something else to it.
Now, again, this is rumor. This is not official, but this is coming from one of Nintendo's distributors, apparently in Europe. I don't know.
Doesn't sound real good to me, but nope, hey,
not really.
They don't pay me the big bucks for that, so.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump into our lightning round here, and since Chris isn't with us, I'll kind of run through them for us here.
Okay.
If it's something you want to talk about as I run through them, just say so, or maybe wait till the end.
I'll save it for the end.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Oh, this is sad. First, the iron gets replaced with a cat, which, I like cats. That's good. But now Monopoly's getting rid of the thimble.
Aw.
I don't know why that's news, but okay, fine. Big Bang Theory is getting a 2-season renewal. They're getting seasons 11 and 12.
Nice.
Sci-Fi Channel has also picked up Channel Zero for a second season.
Third and fourth season.
Third and fourth? Oh.
Yeah, they're already doing two, so we got a 2-season renewal as well. So.
Oh, nice, nice. I thought that was just they just finished season one, but cool.
I thought so too, but I haven't actually watched it yet. It's on my list.
I haven't either. It's on my list of stuff to do when
it's
I'm
supposed
not
to be really good.
If for reference to that, listen to the next show.
Line
here. Eddie James Almost will be starring in a Sons of Anarchy spinoff.
Oh, you skipped one.
I did. Oh, I did. Season 3 renewal for Superstore.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's a show I don't watch as much as I should, but I do like that show. It's fun.
It's good.
Although I can just go to my local Walmart and see the same thing happening. So,
which is why the show is so good. We can all relate to it.
Let's see. We just did the Eddie James Almost thing. I didn't watch Sons of Anarchy. Did you?
I watched maybe the first 4 or 5 episodes, and I thought it was really good. It wasn't my thing.
Okay. Let's see. Kevin Smith is making a Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Yes.
Do we need
sort
one?
Of. Well, he's not actually rebooting Jay and Silent Bob.
Okay.
It's the Jay and Silent Bob reboot movie. They take a road trip to Hollywood to stop a reboot of their Blunt Man and Chronic movie, which was what was featured in the first Jay and Silent Bob.
Right,
movie.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Interesting concept. Will Smith comes to his senses and passes on a live action Dumbo.
Yes.
Very good, Mr. Smith. Very good.
Smart move.
South Park, Fractured Butthole.
Fractured what?
Butthole.
I made you say butthole.
Did
you, on the podcast. Yeah. That's so awesome. I'm going to tell your wife. Anyway, what about it?
She'll laugh at me.
Well, probably.
It's delayed.
Again?
Unannounced time. In the upcoming fiscal year. So maybe over the next year you'll get this game.
That makes me angry.
I've never been a huge South Park fan. I mean, I the comedy's funny. It's... Like you said with
you need Sons to watch this last
it
season.
It never
though.
Really did it for me. I'm like, nah, I've got better things to do with my time.
There were some seasons that were really good and some that were really lame. But there are some you should watch. But the game, of course, the first game was funnier if you've watched the TV show.
I was gonna say I don't see me playing the game if I haven't watched the show.
But the first game was so good. I mean, it was really, really, really good. Like, even just the game mechanics, it was good as a game. And then it was funny and interesting on top of that. But
okay.
Anyway, okay.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Charmed and Lost Boys reboots have been delayed.
Okay.
I didn't know there was even reboots for those.
I knew Lost Boys. I didn't know Charmed.
Charmed. Didn't that just go off the air like a couple years ago?
No, it's been off the air for a while. It's still in syndication.
Okay.
They play it like constantly. My wife loves it.
I don't watch it, so yeah.
Yeah.
New Friday the 13th movie is shut down. Didn't know they're making it.
Yeah. Anymore. You know, I didn't mind the... I can't believe I'm going to say this. I didn't mind the Michael Bay Friday the 13th remake from...
Really?
When was it? 2009?
Did you just praise Michael Bay?
Jackie Earl Haley, I think, was the... Oh, no, that was Nightmare on Elm Street, maybe. No, but he redid Friday the 13th, too. I'm not saying I'm praising Michael Bay. I'm saying that I didn't mind it. I thought that it was... It was not bad. It was far better than I expected it to be.
That's high praise for him, for you.
Yeah, it is.
Because you've been on record a few times as not his biggest fan.
He destroyed my childhood.
Right.
Destroyed it. Crushed it. Anyway.
Oh, well.
But I digress.
And lastly, CBS has picked up the TV reboot of SWAT.
I thought we were going to get all the way through the lightning round with no new reboots.
We didn't.
SWAT was a horrible movie.
But now wait, wasn't there a TV series SWAT? Isn't that what they're rebooting and not the movie?
My understanding is that this is rebooting the movie that had
Colin Farrell.
Was Colin Farrell in it?
In SWAT?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
Okay.
I don't know. Check right now. I'm pretty sure that was a...
All I know, it was horrible. It was a horrible movie. It was a horrible, horrible movie.
Yeah, it was not very fun.
There are other shows about SWAT teams. Why do we need that to be... I mean, watch Flashpoint. It's a great show. Great actors. Good storylines. Don't bring back something that's sucky. Anyway, all right. Well, we've already run a little long with this show because we had a lot of catching up to do.
We did.
Yeah. We are going to have one of our
new shorter shows.
No, but we're getting there. But, you know, we had a lot of stuff to catch up on. We did.
But now we'll just kind of run through the closing. So we'll just get you back to your normal lives. So in doing so, if you want to give us some feedback on the show or let us know things you want us to cover, send your emails to us. We got to change this, don't we? To randomchatter@randomchatter.com.
Oh, yeah, we do have to change that.
That would be the best place to get all of us. You can also find us online. You can go on to facebook.com/randomchatternetwork. You'll find us there. You also find us on Twitter. The Twitter feed for the show is @randomchatter. You can find me in Random Chatter. It's @Lusecki. That's Lusecki. Eric, where can they find you on Twitter?
I am @EricBlythe. That's ErikBlythe.
Awesome. And if you want to see, or not see, well, I guess see, because we're going to do video shows pretty soon.
Yeah, but, yeah, we will.
Hear all of our other shows. You can go over to randomchatter.com and search the plethora of shows we have out there. We do have quite a few, too many to list these days, in fact, because it'll take another half hour to list all the shows. So instead of boring you with that, just head over there and check out what shows we have to offer.
Yeah. And after you do, leave us reviews, spread the word, tell your friends about the shows. You know, we would really love to continue growing the community and to have you be a part of that growth. So please consider telling your friends about us and passing the word along. As we said before, we are going to be doing live shows. They are going to be video shows. You can get more information at randomchatter.com/live, but they are going to be going up through Twitch from now on. So our Twitch channel, which will be both for the shows on Tuesday nights, and you can see it'll save recordings of them too, at least for a little while, and then we'll be posting them on YouTube. So, but you'll be able to see those through the Twitch channel. So go ahead and create a free Twitch account, subscribe to Random Chatter Network. And that'll also be where we do the community gaming nights. It'll be where we do the regular gaming nights. We're going to try to have a lot of activity on there going forward. So subscribe there. And also, we would love it if you would help support us on Patreon. If you go over to patreon.com/randomchatter, that's a way to help support the network, help to keep the lights on, but it's also a way where we can give something back to you. And the one thing we keep talking about the most is something that's available to all of the donors, at Patreon for our channel, and that is our Slack community. Everybody who donates, no matter how much, gets to be a member of our Slack community, and we've got a lot of great conversations going on there on a lot of different topics. It's a lot of fun. So thank you to everybody who has helped support the network through that. We really appreciate it. And you all mean a lot to us. And I don't want that to ever Definitely. Just become a habitual sort of thing that we say. Every time I say it, I mean it. We really appreciate you guys a lot.
Awesome. Well, I think that does it for this episode of Random Chatter. Please tune in to us again next week. We'll have more exciting news for you to cover. But,
or more Kanye news. It might not What's be that? Exciting. See you then.
Thanks.